home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Another Trump tweet tweaks the media. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The president just wrote minutes ago, the fake news is the opposition party. Very bad for our country. But he adds, we are winning. This has more than 300 newspaper editorials this morning condemned the president for calling them the enemy of the people.
The effort spearheaded by Marjorie Pritchard, the deputy managing editor of the Boston Globe, who urged the papers to run denouncements against what she has called a dirty war against the free press. But other outlets like the Wall Street Journal choosing not to participate, with columnist James Freeman writing, the effort runs counter to the Independent's editorial board's claim to seek.
That's Fox's Sean Langill. Now, John Brennan is saying President Trump's trying to scare his critics into silence, writing a New York Times op-ed after the ex-CIA director's security clearance was revoked. He told MSNBC it was done
to try to intimidate and suppress any criticism of him or his administration.
Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
The president telling the Wall Street Journal Brennan is among those he holds responsible for the special counsel's Russia investigation. The president, who's being criticized for only targeting people who served in Democratic administrations, said he would put a Republican on, too, if he thought they were incompetent or crazy. The administration is also reviewing the clearances of former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and the former head National Security Agency Michael Hayden, all of whom have been critics of the president. Dave?
John, Paul Manafort's jury is about to start deliberating if the former Trump campaign chairman's guilty of bank and tax fraud. For days, police in Colorado have been searching for a missing mom who's pregnant and her two daughters. Now it's a murder case.
We have confirmed with two sources, the brother of Shanann Watts and a person familiar with the search, that Shanann's husband and the father of her two children, Chris Watts, has confessed to killing all three of them.
Matt Morrow with Fox 31 in Denver. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Did Brett Kavanaugh convince two Democrats to support him? Senators Joe Donnelly and Heidi Heitkamp interviewed the Supreme Court nominee yesterday, weeks after Senator Joe Manchin met Kavanaugh. All three senators are up for re-election in states the president won in 2016, and all three were the only Democrats to vote in favor of Justice Neil Gorsuch last year. Republicans in the Senate are about to approve a judge just below the Supreme Court level.
A final confirmation vote is expected later today for Marvin Quattlebaum's nomination to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. If successful, Quattlebaum will be the 25th federal appeals court judge confirmed since President Trump took office, the highest number ever in the first 2 years of presidency. Another appeals court judge could be confirmed by the end of this week. With lifetime appointments, the judges are expected to have a lasting impact on the second highest courts in the land, one step removed from the U.S. Supreme Court. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Italian rescuers keep looking for victims in the rubble of Tuesday's bridge collapse that sent cars and trucks plunging 150 feet down. A prosecutor in Genoa says 10 to 20 people may still be missing. At least 38 others are dead. There's an update on the killing of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother.
City Aisha and Doan Ti-hyung face the death penalty on charges of murdering Kim Jong-nam by smearing his face with a nerve agent at Kuala Lumpur Airport. A court in the Malaysian capital today rejecting a call to dismiss the case, instead ruling that the women should give evidence and answer for their role in what the judge called a well-planned conspiracy. He said there was insufficient evidence to prove it was a political assassination. The women say they were tricked. Simon Owen, Fox News.
President Trump also tweeted a short time ago, the economy is doing better than ever. An update just out shows a slight increase in new home construction last month, rising nearly 1%. On Wall Street, the Dow's up futures nearly 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Pasotan firefighter was killed in a crash on I-74. The News Gazette says 46-year-old Charles McCrone was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash that happened at about 10 o'clock in the morning Tuesday in the eastbound lanes of I-74 at the Mansfield exit. McCrone's van hit the back of a semi-trailer, which had slowed down because of traffic. Police say McCrone was not wearing his seatbelt. The Champaign County Board has recommended a $4.5 million budget for the nursing home. The News Gazette says a sale of the nursing home won't close until October 31st. If the board action is approved, the nursing home would go back to its original 12-month budget. Previously, the county board had only approved a 6-month budget for the facility. The county board is expected to vote next week. In May, the board decided to sell the nursing home to Extended Care Clinical LLC and Altitude Health Services Incorporated. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, well, that's what's going on here. Kind of cloudy, and we got much needed rain, by the way. My yard looks a lot better than it did. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
There's a slight chance of showers today, and then again into the evening tonight. We've got a high 82, low 67 expected. On Friday, high 82, 50% chance of showers earlier, and then down to around 65 with clouds on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday up to 84, down to 64 with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the clouds were at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
I haven't said anything about Donald Trump revoking John Brennan's security clearance. He's a former CIA director. In the handbook of being somebody who can maintain high security, it says you must still behave like an employee.
Oh.
And he's clearly a pundit who bashes the president.
Right.
Wasn't John Brennan a communist in the 70s?
Oh.
If you can criticize Donald Trump with the hiring of Omarosa, which you can, I mean, wow, the more I hear from her, the more I'm going, she had zero business.
Right.
And she was throwing that whole, well, I'll talk to Mr. Trump about that card on everybody.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, she's one of those people you didn't like working around because she was going to throw Donald Trump's name in that she'll just call him.
That's right.
Ooh, I hate that.
He's supposed to
go through a little bit of channels.
Yeah.
And so that was her, and you can certainly criticize, you know, you mess around with porn stars that generally will come back
on
you.
Well, sure.
So Donald Trump is a long way from perfect, but the vitriol and hate is unprecedented as far as I can tell, how much hate there is for this president. And I don't think it's ever good to hate, and I think it drains you more than it does anybody else. I say it's, hating is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. It just rips you apart. It isn't, you know, was it 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians about love in the Bible? The most powerful of these is love. I mean, I know it's idealistic. I think that instead of hating, to just try and be a little kinder to people in general, just as a life rule, it'll help you as much as anything. And to believe that you live in a great place, a great country with great opportunities, negative impacts you. If you believe bad things, it's going to be a bad day. If you are rah-rah, it's going to be a bad day. So don't listen to the governor of New York.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Yeah, it hurt me, but he has the right to say it. You can think what you want. I love this country. I appreciate this country. I'm thankful for this country. I thank God every day. It's just important to keep things in perspective as to what you have and what the rest of the world has. And if you're not aware, it's easy to check it out. We here in this country, and you listening to me, we're in the top 5%. I don't care what you earn. You're in the top 5% of how people live in this world, and you're living it here.
Okay, Honda of Champaign, Honda BMW of Champaign. I talk about them all the time. Ben Quattrone has an award-winning Honda dealership there with a BMW showroom where you can eat off the floor. That's how darned impressive it is. Why don't you go test drive? Go say hey to Ben, Ken on the Beamer side, Craig on the Honda side. Find out why they're an award-winning dealer. They're terrific at every aspect. That's why. And they want to earn your business. They want to keep you as a customer for a long time. The product, well, it's a great product. Honda and BMW, online at drivechampaign.com. Drivechampaign.com, right at Burwash and Neil and Savoy. Check them out today and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Well, the world has never been more connected. U.S. audiences have never had as many options to access content as they do these days. We now, Diane, spend half of a day every day interacting with media.
Okay.
That's a lot.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Specialist on digital information and apps, it's Kishore Khandavali. Am I saying that right?
You are. Good morning.
I just want to announce this at like a big facility, like a basketball arena. Basketball Kishore Khandavali.
I mean, man, it sounds so good on the speaker. So are you kind of, you're really into the whole socialism, digital, and apps. So can you write me an app, and how long would it take, Kishore?
Well, depending on what you're looking for, I could do it in less than a day. And the average, our average app is about 6 to 8 weeks. But a personal app that you would want, I can do it in a day.
Kishore's got that.
He's one of those guys you'd sit by in class and say, hey, Kishore, what are you doing? How you doing? Yeah. Anyway, all right, talk about this. I mean, it's not surprising that we're spending so much time with our media. What are the implications of it?
Well, if you look at it, you know, you're referring to the Nielsen report that came out recently. 11 hours a day is being spent on the media consuming content.
Wow.
Right? If you parse it, if you go a little bit deeper, 4.5 hours is on TV, and another 4 or so hours are on tablet or smartphone.
Mm.
So what's happening is that the expectations of the content that's received by consumers has gone up substantially. And the reason for that is the content delivery, content dissemination itself has been tailored and curated to the audience to an extent that each single user gets their own recommended content, whether it's on a TV, if it's a streaming media, or obviously on a smartphone or a tablet. And that's what is the hook for the consumers when the content is so much tailored and it aligns their interest. And it's hard to get off.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, we can understand if we spend 11 hours a day, we can understand why most of us are and then when our kids go to camp and they take their phones, the kids are happy.
Right.
I mean, we're overdoing this, Kishore. I don't think there's any doubt, but I don't think you put the genie back in the bottle.
Right, absolutely. And you know, but it's the generation that we're in, and millennials want the content. They don't want to read in extended content, and they want everything information in bits and pieces. I was watching my kids watch some YouTube streaming videos, and all of them are 5 to 7 minute segments. You know, gone are the days in the 20 to 30 minutes of episodes, and everything is 5 to 7 minutes. So that's it. They get the content, move on, and then they get another recommended content. So it's amazing how the content is so much tailored to individuals. And I was reading a statistic. The millennials they're willing to connect with anything and everything that aligns with their interests, even if that person is across the globe and other side of the world. It doesn't matter to them. The geographic boundaries have come down in terms of the reach and where the content. And we get information from across the world at the same time that's happening. And entertainment has become more real-time TV, reality TV has taken over, right? So that's what is driving the interest in the content.
So I've got an idea for a billion-dollar app, and I know you've never heard anybody say that. So he's laughing. How do people that have those ideas like I have every day, how do they reach out to you? I mean, is that your company does that kind of work?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We get two or three calls or emails a day with ideas like that. We are at 7tablets.com. I started doing mobile apps back in 2011.
Yeah.
But we still get those calls once in a day. But normally what I tell people is, all right, if you have a billion-dollar idea, why don't you go in the App Store or on the web, see if anybody has done it.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then
yeah.
Majority of them, they don't even look at it. And they say, hey, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well,
and
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then what we say is, who's the intended audience? How do you plan to make money?
Yeah, well, I got this. Yeah, I do the same.
Okay.
I got this. No,
there
no, I
go.
Got this. I got it. Kishore, thank you for being on. And one more time, it's the number 7tablets.com.
Yeah, number 7tablets or 7tablets spelled out either way, .com. It will get you there. That's where we play. That's where we have all the fun.
Yeah, you're kind of the...
Sounds great.
You're the modern-day guy you hang out with. Even, you know geeks make a lot of money, Kishore, and you are really... bright, I can tell in 5 minutes, man. Keep up your great work. 7tablets.com. I think I'm calling you with my idea, baby, because I think it's $1 billion.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Kishore, thank you for being on. I love your name, and I really appreciate your time.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Kishore Khandavali.
I think it's interesting. Oh, did you want to do the...
Basket by Kishore Khandavali.
Okay, thank you, Stevie. I could tell you were interested in doing
fired
that
up to do
yeah.
that one again, yeah.
I've heard that social media is doing more policing and trying to figure out the, false stories and the fake news and then try to restrict that. I think that's great.
Well, my idea for television was to watch somebody on there. And clearly, if they're Republican or Democrat, it'd go blue or red immediately.
Yeah.
But if the news person said something outside of who, what, where,
verify
when, and why.
It.
Who, what, where, when, why.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Let's do a
truth check.
If you do something more than who, what, where, when, and why, then your color will go up.
That's what I want.
Because people are going to soccer practice,
tired
man.
Tired of this garbage that you see and you believe it.
Yeah,
and
what happened to the news hour on PBS? The driest thing since the Sahara, but it was just the news.
Right. Not all the commentary.
We're going to go quick here. It's 8:17. Quick sports headline.
Alrighty. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 4-2 yesterday. 8 games in a row. What?
Yeah.
Are the Cardinals 1 game off the wild card? It's true. And it looks like Matt Carpenter's hurt hand when he was hit by a pitch came out negative on the x-ray. So Cardinal fans are breathing a sigh of relief going into that 6:15 game heard here on ESPN 93.5. And we have the Cubs in action. 6:05 start against Pittsburgh as they start that series. Coming off a win over the Brewers. That final was 8-4. Anthony Rizzo had big bats. So did Jason Hayward. Good hits all around. Go Cubs, 6:05 start against Pittsburgh. Chicago White Sox over Detroit, 6-5. Jose Abreu with the big bats in that game. Illinois soccer begins the first game of their regular season against number 6 in the country, North Carolina. That's Coach Janet Rayfield's stomping grounds.
Yeah. Go Alana. I can't
mm-hmm.
believe it's that time.
I know it.
It's 2 weeks from Saturday. Is that right? Is it a football game?
It's true.
2 weeks? A week from Friday's football for high school.
Right.
24th is our J.T. Walker's high school sports showcase.
And that's the 24th. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with STM versus SJO.
Okay.
And that'll be great on the 24th on Q96 this year.
We're going to the White House with John Decker.
Oh, good.
He's up here in the next 20 minutes or so.
And he knows all about the John Brennan stuff.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
And yanking the security clearance and
What does it even mean? I mean, so I take the guy doesn't work as CIA director.
Right.
And I guess the thought is if you're going to ask him a question, you'd have to re-go through clearance. Our guy's not asking him anything. He got real partisan. He's making a lot of money on MSNBC, and that's fine. But why would why would any of them have clearance? Why would any Republican former anybody have clearance? I mean, these days, particularly since it's so contentious,
mm-hmm.
nobody's asking the other party for suggestions right now. Here's your weather.
Lower to mid-80s for our highs for the next 4 days and down into the mid-60s at night. We've got a chance of precipitation today, tonight, and tomorrow, but then looking good Friday night through Sunday night. As far as the partly cloudy conditions, temperatures currently at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
Yes, I've been excused from jury duty. I have served my county, and I appreciate them not needing me.
Tried to keep the ship afloat yesterday.
You do a great job when I have to step out, so thank you. All right, 820, it's ESPN 93.5. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, there is news of upcoming lower-level trade talks with China. That's creating optimism for investors today. There's also upbeat earnings news. Walmart was a lot busier this spring and summer. Its earnings were sharply higher in the recent quarter. Online sales increased 40%. Sales at stores open at least a year were up 4.5%, the largest increase in more than a decade. JCPenney's quarter, though, was disappointing. A couple of economic reports. Higher home prices may be cutting into home building. Housing starts rose just 0.9% in July. And another sign that companies are holding on to their workers. Fewer people were filing for unemployment benefits. First-time claims dropped by 2,000 last week. The Dow was down 137 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 96. S&P down 21. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Always a pleasure to visit with the mayor of Champaign once a month, Mayor Deb Frank Finan. And I told Diane, I said, I got to ask the mayor this. And, of course, I forgot.
And I did, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And you've never done that because you're a smart attorney at law with a great memory.
Well, sure. Okay.
What was the, you guys are talking about giving a raise to the mayor and the city council. I guess the whole $500
like thing $500,
didn't,
bucks, yeah.
didn't work, huh?
It didn't, and it was, we have a salary compensation committee that I think it's like every 5 years meets. That by statute, we have to do it before the next election, so you're not really setting your own salary, you're setting the salary for whoever wins the election.
Yeah. What was it? Does a mayor make like a $50,000 a year? What's a mayor's?
Less than that.
Is it?
It's like
$35,000 in the city of Champaign.
$17 an hour, which effectively makes you, you have two full-time
minimum
jobs.
Wages.
And then the council gets that $5,000.
They do. Yeah.
So
I mean, that's something.
I'd do $5,000 if I could attend one meeting. That'd be all you get from me on that one.
Urbana actually makes about, I think, $6,500. So,
what's Urbana mayor make? What's Diane Marlin? What's that salary?
I think she's $75,000 or $80,000.
Excuse me.
She's full time, right?
You need
them. They have a different.
No.
They have a different form of government.
Yep, they do.
You need an agent, Deb. That's what you need. Okay. Let's see here. What are we
working
on? It
was back to school. I know Dr. Howard, they were kind of rerouting the traffic over there off of Neal and Bradley today.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be a lot of construction. Dr. Howard, we've got it at Central. We've got it, you know, McKinley's under construction. We talked about the intergovernmental agreement on Tuesday night that, you know, city's working with the school district, and people are going to have to be patient. Central is about a 4-year project, and it's in the middle of the city of Champaign on some of our busiest streets, and we have a lot of students. So everybody is just going to have to keep in their mind how exciting it is to have these new school facilities. And the end result is amazing for our community, for our students, and we're just going to have to learn to be patient. And, you know, Central's been great. I'm a Central parent. I've gotten emails from the principal already about, hey, you need to start thinking about a new route and, you know, where are you going to park and how are you going to move around the construction site. And, I just want to encourage everybody. It's awesome. I mean, we are spending millions and millions of dollars in this community on education, which is great. So be patient.
Well, and you know what? People ask two things. How are your schools? How is your medical? We got great medical at Carl and USF. And then Champaign's going to be ridiculous. You just wish you could fast forward to 2022 because it's going to be, and again, it's like driving on a great road. You go, man, these roads are good, but nobody likes the process.
Getting there.
But it's necessary and you just got to do it and it'll be all right. It'll go fast and we'll be amazing and it will help this town.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, employers, you know, looking to locate here, their top executives come in and immediately start asking about the schools. The same with recruiting docs to the hospitals or professors to U of I. It matters, and it matters for all of us. I mean, you know, I'm not being recruited in, but my kids are growing up here and need the best education we can provide.
Well, I think we have, you know, at least six people at every company.
Right, at least.
Yeah, that was a faux pas by the governor, because obviously a little dissing going on there. I think he totally backtracked. Well, we've got so many.
He apologized.
Research Park is exciting. The medical thing we've got with engineering, I think, Deb, that's going to be ginormous.
It is. And, you know, that is going to be located, at least initially, in Urbana. We have started to have some conversations around how do we plan together, because, you know, from our perspective, it really doesn't matter where it's located. The impact on the community and the economy is going to be huge, and we need to prepare our infrastructure to be ready to, you know, deal with more traffic and, you know, more buildings and all of the things that come with the success. And so we started to have those conversations with Urbana. We're really excited.
I know you mentioned Clark Park and working with those neighbors. What's that looking like?
Well, so we've got a request to change slightly the zoning code to allow for about the equivalent of about a 3,300 square foot house. And the questions are about, you know, open space setbacks. Those are really narrow lots. So how do you make sure that, you know, you have enough space between you and your neighbors on the side and the back? And Clark Park's a neighborhood where a lot of the houses are set pretty far back from the street. So, you know, how far back from the street do we want to require people to build? And so, you know, we're working through that. There are neighbors on both sides. With our current regulations, there are some neighbors that can't do the addition they want to do. And there are some neighbors who really don't want much change at all. It's a pretty treasured neighborhood, and a lot of really involved neighbors. So it's been fun to have a neighborhood that's really active and meeting with city council and meeting with staff.
She used the word fun.
Yeah. You betcha. You betcha. Hey, last thing.
I know, I surprise you every month.
any update on my hockey arena?
You know, as I understand it, they are, you know, kind of in the design phase. They're negotiating with U of I over, you know, the developer and U of I kind of have to get their ducks in a row, and then they'll come to the city with whatever the requests are from the city. And so I think they're in the phase with that the developer and U of I are working together. But as far as I am aware, it is continuing to progress. We're really excited about it.
If people have any things they'd like to talk about with the city of Champaign, Deb, where do they reach out?
403-8720 is my number. My email's on our website.
You gave your number on there? Wow.
Well, that was the city.
Yeah.
But I will also say that my personal cell phone number is on my campaign website.
Wow.
And it really is mine.
Wow.
And I will answer it. You can call me anytime, and I will talk to you about city business.
Very good.
That's amazing. Okay. What do your kids think of you?
That's a good question.
I mean, you're so busy. I mean, it really is crazy trying to do lawyering and mayoring. I mean, they know your mom's really, really busy. Do they enjoy it?
I think sometimes.
Okay.
They come to a lot of events with me. I think it's a great learning tool.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come to meetings.
As did you when Linda was in this, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Carly was at an event, my older one, because she's 16. We were at an event actually for Dad's work last week, and we had to be in a room full of adults. They were really the only kids there, and we laughed about, you know, are you going to be okay? You're going to have to you know, talk to all these people. And she looked at me and said, I have been doing this all my life. I've got this bomb.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's good.
You know, good skills.
You bet. No, it's valuable. No question. Deb Frank Finan, mayor of Champaign, always a pleasure. 483-8720. You want to reach out. But thanks always for being on.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, there's your mayor, Champaign.
Thank you. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Newspaper editorials around the country today are condemning President Trump's attacks on the press.
The effort spearheaded by Marjorie Pritchard, the deputy managing editor of the Boston Globe, who urged the papers to run denouncements against what she has called a dirty war against the free press. The Fayetteville, North Carolina Observer writing, it hoped Trump's attacks would stop, but quote, we're not holding our breath. But other outlets like the Wall Street Journal choosing not to participate, with columnist James Freeman writing, the effort runs counter to the Independent's editorial board's claim to see.
Fox's Sean Langell. A jury today starts deliberating the Paul Manafort case in Alexandria, Virginia.
Prosecutors telling the jurors in their closing arguments that the president's former campaign chairman was dishonest and flouted the IRS. The defense emphasized to jurors that the government must prove that Manafort knowingly and willfully violated tax law and banking regulations.
Fox's Catherine Herridge in Alexandria. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Our local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Country Financial Agent Jessie DeHaan. She's at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign. Working for you and the community, call her for all your insurance needs at 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Governor Bruce Rauner signed into law new legislation to combat texting while driving. Starting July 1st of next year, those caught texting and driving will be issued a moving violation that'll go on their driving record. Anyone convicted of three moving violations in a 12-month period could see their license suspended. Secretary of State Jesse White says the law is needed because distracted driving has become such a major problem. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows we could be in for a rough year for the measles. Measles is a contagious virus that spreads through the air by coughing and sneezing. The CDC says more than 100 cases of the measles have been diagnosed so far this year in 21 states and the District of Columbia. That's high compared to recent years. In all of last year, 118 people from 15 states and D.C. had the measles. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jessie DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
Kind of a rainy start. We did have some fog, but and the humidity's out there throughout the day and into the evening tonight, actually. High 82, low 67. 50% chance of rain on tomorrow's forecast, too. High 82, then clouds by Friday night and a low 65. Saturday and Sunday look great. I know the Illini Collector Car Club has their show at Frasca Field. In a Ford tri-motor plane from 1928 offering rides. I'm hoping to do that today with
Josh. Oh, boy.
I'm excited.
All right.
Anyway, the weekend, high 84, low 64, 73 now, ESPN 93.5.
John Decker, live from the White House, next.
Welcome to historic Memorial Stadium, home of the Fighting Illini. Miss out on all the action at Memorial Stadium this fall. Get your Illinois football season tickets today by logging on to FightingIllini.com or calling 866-ILLINI1.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had them do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
There are plenty of reasons that you might need a place to stay for a while. Remodeling your house? No one wants to live in that. In town for work? Ditch the corporate apartment. Eastland Suites specializes in extended stays. Our suites are more apartment than hotel. A kitchenette, separate bedroom, even multiple bedroom loft suites. And all the amenities you'd expect, like a swimming pool, workout room, and our lobby bar. And hot breakfast served fresh every morning. What apartment offers that? To learn more, visit us at EastlandSuites.com.
Hi, it's CBJ. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, I started CBJ Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. We put together experienced travel experts to assist you, including 40-year travel veteran Bill Owen. Bill was the owner of Franklin Travel and has designed over $200 million in group trips. And Mary Beth Karasik, who has led tours all over the world for nearly 20 years. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. Like our trip to Asia, 5 countries and 7 ports. Our family will host this trip in January. Janet and I will also host a Rhine River cruise on Viking in September of 2019. Or join Mary Beth for a cruise to Alaska, including the train and Denali adventure. Or Mary Beth's incredible canyon country trip in Arizona in October of 2019. For more information, just go to stevieJTravel.com. That's stevieJAYTravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Songs that make you think about the Fighting Illini. Crossroads Corner Consignment will also make you think of the Illini. They have a wide selection of Illini memorabilia and antiques. Looking for something for your student headed to Illinois? Illini memorabilia and antiques are waiting for you at Crossroads Corner Consignment, 723 South Neal, Champaign, and on Facebook.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Vin Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neal at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. He's at the White House in press rooms,
ladies and gentlemen, John Decker.
Stevie, how are you? Oh. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday to you. Just think, Miss America asked you to be a preliminary judge. You could have been judging my daughter in 2 weeks. Dang it.
I know. As we speak, yeah, getting ready for it, right?
Yep, we're leaving. She leaves a week from Monday. No, yeah, a week from Monday she leaves. Wow. Crazy.
So on the 27th of August, you'll be in Atlantic City?
She will. Then we're going out the 1st of September. So
okay.
We'll be
there on Saturday the 1st. Excellent. Labor Day weekend.
Yep. And we're going to New York City, I think, to visit. How far is Atlantic City from Washington?
I've done that trip before. I think it's probably about 3.5 hours.
Wow, everything's so close out there. It's crazy. All right, John Decker, John Brennan, revoked security clearance. I looked in the handbook. It says if you are to have security clearance, you must still continue to act as an employee. He's essentially a pundit now, and taking away the security clearance, what does it even mean?
Well, that's a good question, and people may wonder, what does a former CIA director need a security clearance? He's no longer a CIA director, right? But the reason why security clearances remain with former top-level administration officials from both parties is that they have institutional knowledge. They have expertise in certain areas, and they're often looked to provide counsel, advice on situations which may arise, and they want to sort of get the perspective of a former CIA director who may be familiar with the situation that they're studying or contemplating. So that's the reason why a person like John Brennan still has his security clearance, had his security clearance.
And that's back in the day when we used to work together, like parties and stuff.
But right.
That isn't happening, man. It's unbelievable. So it's more of a a shame thing, you know? It's kind of a, ooh, you lost, whoa. And also probably help John Brennan have credibility to still be regarded at that high level and to maybe even still know some things.
Well, that's right. So there are some individuals, for instance, I'll give you a perfect individual, Fran Townsend. She served as a Homeland Security Advisor to President George W. Bush. She still has her security clearance. Why? Well, she serves on an advisory panel, a government advisory panel, and in order to serve on that advisory panel to provide counsel, advice to the Defense Department, she needs to hold a security clearance. Mm-hmm. So that's another example of an individual who continues to hold their security clearance.
Okay. Something we've talked quite a bit about today was the governor of New York. And what he said, you know, just kind of hurt me.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Getting blowback for that this morning, John? Are you hearing any buzz about that one?
Yeah, you know, I was curious because I read about it. And then I, you know, searched the web and I found that clip that you just played mm-hmm. and watched it. You know, I thought, okay, maybe this is taken out of context. You know, let me watch the full clip, what he said before, what he said afterwards. And I just can't make heads or tails out of it. This is an individual, Andrew Cuomo, who is mentioned often as being among those considering running for president in 2020. This doesn't do him any good. And the president hit back hard at him on Twitter after that comment that he made yesterday in New York State. So if you ask me to explain it, I'll say to you, Stevie, ask someone else because I don't understand what he's getting at.
He just provided a whole lot of campaign fodder and commercials.
He
I
did.
Know that. Boy.
He did. Even for those who may be running against him for the Democratic nomination, he provided fodder. Forget about this President Trump.
But we live in such unusual times. I just don't know how somebody on the Democratic side that wants to appeal to an independent will be able to include the progressive, the Antifa, whatever you say. I don't know how you can group all of that together. You've just got clearly a progressive agenda is one thing, and I don't think the main, although some of the language sounds like they're moving left.
Well, there's no doubt about it that Antifa, that's the way I've always said that, is on the far left. They are on the very far left of the Democratic Party, and I don't even know if they necessarily consider themselves part of the Democratic Party. They may consider themselves outside the Democratic Party. They're so left. So, you know, that's something that for those running for president and for those individuals who are courting, you know, support, I don't know how they approach that element of the party because they are so far out left, and they do seem so far out of the mainstream.
Be interesting to watch. You'll be there on the front line. But just the clue here, ladies and gentlemen, is to the journalistic integrity of John Decker. He wanted to see all of the Andrew Cuomo, make sure it wasn't taken out of context. I mean, that's what a good reporter does. I'm just into the who, what, where, why, when. That's what I'm into. That's what I'm into.
That's right.
Man, and you
that's
do it.
Right,
you do it, man.
Yeah.
You go after
right.
whoever's doing it. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Stevie. Have a great day. I'll talk soon. And good luck on the preliminaries. I know we'll speak next week, but good luck on the preliminaries.
Thank you very much. John Decker live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's 844.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-8 same great rate, 24/7 emergency service, and comfort call maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto's been serving Champaign for almost 40 years with three convenient locations. Your Champaign CarX man has the right oil for your vehicle and at a great deal at $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else, more money too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 4-2 yesterday. Now they're a game off in that wild card action. They have won 8 games in a row. And it looks like Matt Carpenter, with that hurt hand hit by a pitch in the 7th inning, is going to be okay. He actually supposedly opened a jar of salsa.
Yeah, show how strong he still was. Right on.
Saying, I'm good to go.
Eat that salsa.
6:15 start against the Washington Nationals. You'll hear it here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs over Milwaukee 8-4. They start a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 6:05 start. Heard over on US 105.9. Some big bats from Anthony Rizzo and Jason Hayward. And we had Jose Abreu with some big hits, along with Davidson hitting Chicago White Sox win over Detroit 6-5. Our Illini soccer start the first game of their regular season against number 6 in the country, North Carolina. Stomping grounds for Coach Janet Rayfield. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Check out these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
It's time for back-to-school shopping, and Game Day Spirit can cover all your bases, from your toddlers to your teens and kids going off to college. Game Day is bringing in new Nike apparel daily, and you don't want to miss out on the coolest items. There are new t-shirts and jackets, perfect for both the classroom and a game. Game Day Spirit is also the official carrier of the Illinois Clear Bags that are compliant with the new Clear Bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard. Get your bag early and be ready for a great football season. Shop Game Day and go Illini.
You know what they ought to do? The U of I ought to have people out there that are walking around as people approach the gate and say, ma'am, that's not allowed anymore. You can go over here and buy one, but you can't. That's what the Cardinals did. I had a cooler, and it was the wrong cooler.
Oh.
But they had guys outside,
okay.
so I didn't wait in the long line to get in.
That's right.
U of I should have kind of watchers.
Around the perimeter, around Grange
Grove. Oops, that's a wrong backpack.
Uh-huh.
Because there's going to be confusion and people upset.
And that gives you a chance to get back to your car, yeah. Set it down, and bring what you need back.
As retirement approaches, eliminating your home payment could seem obvious, but is paying off your mortgage the right decision? Well, the good, smart people at Busey Wealth Management and Busey Home Mortgage say it depends. If you keep the mortgage, your retirement savings remain intact. That's a good thing. You have to carry the financial burden with you through retirement, however. If you pay it off, if you have enough to cover it, if your retirement income is significantly reduced, if you want the peace of mind, Busey experts advise against paying off your mortgage if it requires dipping into the 401k or reducing retirement contributions. You may end up paying or losing more than you save when you consider the taxes. Yeah, it's a little complicated at points. Why don't you sit down with the experts at Busey? They'll help guide you every step of the way. Stop by one of their many convenient locations at 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com to get started today. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Busey, Your dream, our promise. Let's check your weather.
We've got some clouds today and a 30% chance of showers this morning. 40% chance of afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Today's high at 82, down to 67 tonight. 82 again tomorrow with a 50% chance of rain coming into the day. And then clouds by Friday night with a low 65. The weekend at this point, Saturday and Sunday, look great. High 84, low 64, the taste of champagne. In downtown Champaign at Westside Park, starts after Friday. 5 on Friday and 11 to 11 on Saturday. We're currently at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
At Scotty's Brewhouse, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brewhouse for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 Crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
Yep, and we have Scotty's on sale again at RadioRefunds.com.
Awesome.
30 for 20 is what it says now, but there's a kind of an insider here. It's going to be $15 by late morning.
Ooh.
So you might want to stand by. I have a limited number of them. They sold out like 2 days last time.
Scotty's, they have this side Illini room for a couple of dozen people. It's perfect. Anna had her little 16th birthday party in there. We had a great time.
Well, got a big grove up there. Got Ben Grice and Paxton's, two great restaurants.
Yeah.
Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House. We got
Pies
a lot.
The limit.
Of, yep. We've got a ton of gift cards at RadioRefunds.com, and all I do is put money in your pocket. That's all I do every day.
Yep, summer savings. Enjoy.
Okay, so first day of school for Unit 4.
Yes.
They're off and running. Be careful around the zones.
That's right.
And
good communication is key when it gets back to school, you know, reaching out to the teachers, saying thank you for what you're doing, and getting off on the right foot, making sure the students are in line with what the parents are thinking. It's all good.
It's all going fast. It's amazing. We are all back. It's back.
Right.
I mean, we are in the full throes now, man. We got high school football a week from tomorrow.
I know it.
Come on, man.
Congratulations to the folks at Lifeline Connect.
Yeah, I'm going out there for that groundbreaking, for their wonderful facility to help addicted men with faith get off of their addiction. Takes a year at least.
Special thanks to Troy Lance, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
A lot of good community folks that have helped in all this. Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
Thank you. ESPN 93.5, the Jeremy Warner program is coming up next. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday. At AutoZone.